Ambassador College presents Ghana Ted Armstrong. Today, Ghana Ted Armstrong speaks out about our debt-ridden society and how to get out of debt and stay out. He also offers you a free booklet. It's called Managing Your Personal Finances.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. Is credit buying really so easy? We don't mind waiting if you want to pay cash, the announcer may say. We're always ready to give you good terms, make it easy for you to have your new car, your new washing machine, your new bicycle, your new dining room set, your new almost anything you can name right now. And then, of course, there are other games where people thrill and clap their hands and jump up and down if they can name the price, if the price is right. Where glittering, glamorous, never-ending streams of beautiful manufactured commodities are paraded before your eyes on television, or at least in your ears over the radio sets and in the windows of the storefronts. And the idea is, you can have it right now for just a few dollars a month. Well, sure, they do make it easy. And sure, it's only a few dollars a month. And then next month, and the month after that, and for 42 months later, and maybe when you get so bad and so deeply in debt, you have to go refinance the whole thing and then pay another whopping interest price for another 42 months. Sure, it's easy. The company can wait. In less than 30 years, you'll have paid double the price for your house at a pittance a week. But oh, do those pittances add up, and thousands of other couples are also shelling out regularly for the people that were there in the first place. Now that you can afford to pay cash for a home, at least very few people could, but why do you treat everything as if it were a major investment that was worth tying up income for months and sometimes years? If you saved carefully, you could pay cash and save a bundle. In fact, you'd save so much your business wouldn't be all that welcome. As a matter of fact, you know that because businesses prefer to have customers pay on time. That's how they make their money, on that interest, because there's money in money. When we think of bankruptcy, we usually think of big companies or very rich people. But in fact, many ordinary people go bankrupt every year. Just ordinary people who run up too many bills and have just about everything they own repossessed. I think one person that most housewives and men hate more than anybody else is the collector, the guy to whom the company turns over the delinquent bill, who nags at you, calls you on the telephone, comes to your home, and is looking for where hubby parked the automobile. The typical bankrupt Australian has run up unpaid bills with 18 companies. Averaged out, each bankrupt owes $1,900 all over town. And it's known all over town. The publishers of the Australian Credit Register have found that there is a pattern to all this buying by people who end up in bankruptcy. The bankrupt started out slowly. They bought little things like cameras and clothes on time and so on, and then they built up to buying bigger things. The Credit Register also reports that most of these people readily admit that they made these purchases without paying for them, and that their creditors have a legitimate complaint, but still they're convinced that given a little more time, they'll pay it all off and really get on their feet. We have a free booklet called Managing Your Personal Finances that deals with this mammoth business of credit buying and all the other pitfalls in family money management. You can have a free copy without charge just by sending for it. It's been a source of information and instruction for thousands of families and a tool in training their children in money matters. It's an educational service of Ambassador College. It's called Managing Your Personal Finances.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, Managing Your Personal Finances, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Ghana Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.